Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, December 9th, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA. The US dollar is holding steady this morning, trading within familiar ranges as markets eagerly await tomorrow's key event, the Federal Reserve's policy decision and press conference. While the consensus expectation is for a 25 basis point interest rate cut, the real focus will be on the Fed's forward guidance. Chairman Jerome Powell's comments, responses to media inquiries, and the overall tone, whether dovish or hawkish, will set the stage for market sentiment as we approach the end of the year. Interestingly, despite the Fed's expansionary cycle of reducing borrowing costs, the U.S. dollar has strengthened, rising over 2% since mid-September, according to the Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index. The September and October meetings concluded with what many described as hawkish cuts, and tomorrow's decision will likely be scrutinized for similar signals. In terms of economic data, we're still awaiting some key releases. Later this morning, at 10 a.m. Eastern, we'll get the October JOLTS report, Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, which measures job openings, quits, and layoffs. This data could influence how Federal Open Market Committee members feel heading into tomorrow's decision, especially given the mixed views among officials on the state of the economy. If a lack of consensus emerges, markets may react with uncertainty. For now, the U.S. dollar remains near its weakest levels since the end of October. What to watch this week? The Federal Reserve's policy decision and press conference tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern. Now, let's take a look at the euro. The currency is relatively muted at the moment, but there's potential for improvement. Recent statements from European Central Bank officials suggest that the ECB may adopt a more contractionary stance moving forward. ECB board member Isabel Schnabel indicated that the central bank's next move is likely to be a rate hike. This has already pushed German bond yields higher, along with yields across the eurozone aggregate treasuries. Next week's data releases will provide a clearer picture of the eurozone's economic health and whether the ECB's current approach is justified. For now, the euro remains in a holding pattern, awaiting further clarity. Shifting gears to the Swiss franc, the currency has fallen to its weakest level in about 2 weeks after a volatile November. As a traditional safe haven asset, the franc saw significant fluctuations due to nervousness surrounding U.S.-Swiss relations. However, tensions eased following the announcement of a trade deal that helped prevent further increases in duties. Looking ahead, the Swiss National Bank is set to meet in 2 days. The central bank is expected to maintain its 0% interest rate policy, but markets will be watching closely for any explanations regarding their reluctance to reduce borrowing costs. There's still potential for the franc to appreciate further, depending on the outcome of the meeting. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next time for another deep dive into the markets. Until then, stay informed, stay ahead, and have a fantastic day. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.